As 2015 winds down altogether already, do you start thinking about a New Year's resolution? Maybe you don't even limit yourself to one. Is it joining a gym? Add something to your home for its value or comfort? How about a financial resolution? Financial stability is way too often a shoulda, coulda moment that a proper focus, guess what, it can create an I did it moment as you go through 2016. Joining us now with the results of their annual survey of financial New Year's resolutions is the Senior Vice President for Retirement Services with Fidelity Investments, Lauren Bruhardy. Morning, Lauren.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And it's Fidelity.com. Learn everything there is that Fidelity offers for your financial stability, education, and probably much more smarter decisions than you've been making on your own. But you probably don't need me to tell you that. Just look at your bank account, checkbook, credit card balances, and maybe a lack of 401ks. But be that as it may, this is an annual survey you do, Lauren. And what are some of the things that this survey is looking for?
Well, one of the top line findings is just to look at, are people making financial resolutions? So we're encouraged to see that number went up between this year and last year. We think some of the market volatility and other events of this year made it snap some people out of complacency. So encouraging to see that, and encouraging to see the level of optimism. So nearly three quarters of people say they think they're going to be better off financially in 2016.
So that explains why more people are making the resolutions, because I was going to ask this, because they have more money to do things that they understand they now need to do with, or are they anticipating having more money?
Well, I think they just, you know, over time we've seen that people understand the importance of doing things like the number one resolution, which is saving more. So people have learned about, especially as it relates to retirement, the importance of taking personal accountability for that, starting early, and making sure you have time on your side to build up the savings you're going to need later.
A lot of people take themselves out of the possibility of saving. They can make a whole bunch of excuses, and that's really what they are for you listening, that it's too late to start, or, well, what does $100 a month, how is that going to make a difference? And they're really wrong thinking that way, aren't they?
Absolutely. Really small increases in the amount that you're saving are going to have a pretty profound impact over the long term, which is why it's especially so important for younger people who do have time on their side to get started early and to put in place a disciplined plan.
And certainly with all the tools, again, go to Fidelity.com as far as different ideas, different levels of risk or security, depending on your age and what your goals are, that are available. Really, there is no excuse not to take advantage of what's out there as far as a financial future building block.
Yeah, there really are some pretty simple rules of thumb that people can aim for. So, you know, for example, even if you can't do it today, you want to be able to build up to saving about 15% of your salary towards your long-term retirement savings goal, and that would encompass not only what you're saving on your own, but also any employer contributions you might be getting through, say, like a 401k at work.
Talking with Lauren Bruhard from Fidelity. She's their Senior VP of Retirement Services about the annual survey of New Year's resolutions on the financial side of things. Fidelity.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That's another thing I think, Lauren, a lot of people, and I've seen this firsthand, just even at the various stations I've worked at or I visit and I talk with people, the employers, I mean, people bemoan the fact that pensions, unless you work for government, are a thing of the past. But when you look at the various matching programs, 401ks, stock options, and I can go on from there, really, that's been a replacement for pensions.
Well, there are, you know, corporations and companies in America have also, they're a big part of this equation, and their ability to help contribute and put people on a right path is really important. And, you know, if there's one thing people should remember, it's if there is a employer match offered at your workplace, to make sure to take advantage of that. It is a real benefit.
That is, as the saying goes, that's found money. And for an employer to be offering that to you is obviously an opportunity that you are. It's the golden path to a stronger, more stable financial future. As far as planning for, let's just pick someone. Let's just say right now, a 40-year-old is looking and trying to determine what their financial goal should be for a secure retirement. How should they measure that? Should it be what they expect to spend on an average for living expenses for a year? Do they need the emergency fund? Because we don't stay Superman, Superwoman forever. Illness and sickness and medical care is going to come into play sooner versus later.
Yeah, so for somebody in the 40s, you know, they're really kind of in that, you know, mid-career, life is busy, they're probably trying to save for multiple goals, like maybe a college education for their kids, retirement. You know, it's important to take stock, figure out your goals. And in terms of retirement savings, one good rule of thumb is, you know, to look at how much you've saved so far and try to hit some milestones along the way. And, you know, one good rule of thumb is to save 1% more every year if you can, or let's say when you get a salary increase. So use those opportunities to increase that contribution. Again, aiming for saving 15% of your salary towards your retirement savings.
Not to get sexist and everything here, but is there a difference as far as men versus women who are more prone to do the sensible things money-wise? Is it an even split? How do we have any idea of the demographics, how that falls out?
Yeah, well, we do find that women do tend to be better savers and also tend to take a bit of a more conservative approach to their investing. And, you know, in certain cases, that ends up benefiting. We've seen, you know, good savings habits and, you know, women in particular do need to make sure that they're taking control of their financial future, making sure not to delegate that responsibility. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of increasing engagement with women in our business because, of course, the reality is women are living even longer than men. And many women at some point in their life are going to be primarily responsible, whether that's because they are widowed or divorced. So we're looking for women to really take more control of their financial future.
We're having our time with Lauren Bruhart, who is the Senior Vice President for Retirement Services, Fidelity Investments. Fidelity.com is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And obviously, look at the calendar. We're in the home stretch of 2015. And people are now looking for the W-2s, and tax season is going to start. A lot of people use that as an excuse too. Well, I got taxes and I got taken to the cleaners again by the IRS. Is that a simple way to start? If you look at, if you really had to cough up some big bucks on taxes this year, that's where you start to look and see, okay, here's what I need to adjust, because that $1,000 you sent to the IRS, with a few simple steps, maybe you can wind up next year keeping $800 of that and start doing some investing.
It's absolutely a really important time to kind of take a step back and look at a number of key things in your financial situation and make sure you're set up for success for next year. So we have, for example, a list of the top 10 actions people can take before year end. They include things like if you're going to be making any charitable contributions, making sure you do them before the year-end deadline. Maybe it's a good time to step back and look at your portfolio of investments to make sure that you have the right mix of stocks, bonds, and cash for your personal risk profile. So a great time to look at how you're saving, how you're investing, and make sure you get yourself in a better position for 2016.
Yeah, it's always important to, even if you're a short-term or a long-term, to look at if you have products and investments going, to make sure that they're at least above water. And you obviously don't want to keep pouring money into a sinking ship, for lack of a better phrase. And that's a nice thing, too, with all the services that Fidelity offers. They help you stay on top of things. And when the markets dictate, because like it or not, you can't control everything as far as your financial investing is concerned, when changes are dictated, the folks at Fidelity can really help you in steering through a storm and getting back in some smooth, profitable sailing as well as saving. Learn more about their services as well as the ideas that we talked about here. Fidelity.com. We were joined this morning by the Senior Vice President for Retirement Services with Fidelity Investments, Lauren Bruhart. And Lauren, thanks for helping us understand how easy it is to get more profitable, get more financially stable and stronger as the years go forward. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.